Welcome back to Albert's podcast. I'm your host, Albert. I'm a 70-year-old geezer that is just trying to learn more about the technological world to get closer to my grandkids. In today's podcast, I'll be having one of my colleagues, named Timmy, helping me understand this new game called Fortnite. Oh, wait, let me put my glasses on. Oh, it says Fortnite. I'll let you introduce yourself, Timmy.
Hey, guys, my name is Timmy, and I'm a Fortnite avid player. I stream Fortnite on Twitch, and I love playing the game.
Wait, Timmy, I just have one question. How old are you?
18?
Oh, wow. You sound older. Alright, Timmy, I'll just dive straight into it. So, what is Fortnite exactly?
Fortnite is a Battle Royale style game. There are 100 people that are put on an island and have to fight to the death. And whoever makes it alive wins. It's a really fun game, and you can do a lot of different things like build. I love building houses. They're really fun to make. You can also break trees, hide in bushes, and you can also emote. My favorite emote is the L emote, where you just dance and have an L on your forehead. It makes people really mad. Actually, once someone sent me a message telling me I should kill myself. And you know, that's a really, really bad thing to say. Around 4,000 people die a year, commit suicide because because of online bullying. And you know, it's really sad.
Oh, wow, Timmy. You made your homework. Yeah, Timmy, so I was reading online that the first Battle Royale game was called H1Z1. So I would like for you to talk about how, like, the Battle Royale style of gaming came about and the history of it.
Sure thing, Albert. So basically, whenever the novel Hunger Games came out, you know what Hunger Games is, right?
Oh, yeah. It's with that actress, Jennifer Lawrence.
The one with the bow, right?
Yeah.
She's pretty hot. So basically, when that came out, people started making games about it. And the first one that came out was, what you said, H1Z1, King of the Kill.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty popular for like a couple years. But one of their employees named Player Unknown, he didn't like the way they made it, so he split off from H1Z1, and he made a new game called Player Unknown Battlegrounds, which is called PUBG. And that was it's still pretty popular these days.
Mm.
So, Fortnite basically mimicked their style of gameplay, where you have 100 people and you just fight to the death, and they used a different style of graphics, which made it more like a cartoon.
Yeah, I noticed that PUBG is more realistic, right?
Yeah, it's much more realistic. But Fortnite, it kind of appealed to the masses because we have little kids can play it, and also big people, too.
Yeah, just like me, I pretty like Fortnite better than PUBG. So, why is Fortnite popular?
Fortnite is so popular because the first reason is it's free, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not everyone has all the money in the world.
You're right.
Everybody can play it. Second reason is it's on three consoles or three different platforms. We got PS4, mm-hmm. Xbox Live, and PC. And all of them can play together. So,
which console do you use, Timmy?
I use PS4 and sometimes console on PC. Yeah. You know,
I find it hard playing on PC.
It really is. It's hard to use a mouse. And you gotta be really used to it, but I'm not. I kinda suck.
Yeah, that's all right. I saw it too.
So, one of the most recent important events in Fortnite was this really big streamer named Ninja, who's really, really, really good at the game, streamed with a rap legend Drake, another rapper named Travis Scott, and a Pittsburgh Steelers player named Juju. And they all played together, and they amassed around 630,000 viewers at once. They broke a lot of records, and they were the second most viewed stream ever.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. You know, Timmy, what I like about this game, I just love how like everybody can come close together. All people, young people, famous, not famous, broke, rich, whatever it may be, everybody can come together. play, have a good time, and that's just awesome for me. This is why I'm doing this podcast, trying to learn more, you know. I want to know more about the culture of gaming. I just love that. So this concludes today's episode of Albert's podcast. I'm pretty positive Timmy covered everything, and he helped me learn more about Fortnite. So I'll start playing soon. And I just want to say it's thank you for being on the show, and it's a pleasure having you.
The pleasure is mine.
Albert.